Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, at 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B, 2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Seamus Hamilton Pattison speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Has your child experienced seizures, chest pain during vigorous physical activity, or unusual fainting spells? Think back. Do you have any relatives that died young or suddenly? These are just some of the possible signs that your child could be at risk for sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA. Cardiac arrest can happen to your child. Know the risk factors that could lead to a sudden death. For more information, visit the Heart and Stroke Foundation's website at heartandstroke.mb.ca.
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
Hello, hello, hello. Kits Temple here to tell you about a couple of lunchtime shows on 95.9 that might just satisfy your listening appetite. Every second Tuesday from noon to 1, take a bounce through the jazz century in Little Big Tent, where we celebrate the past 100 years, one decade per month all this school year. Grab an LBT for your Tuesday lunch, Little Big Tent with me, Kits. And every other weekend, it's the usual unusual at the Temple Tent Revival. Saturdays, 11 to 1, a truly eclectic 2 hours of timely topics treated in titles, tunes, and texts, contemporary and vintage from anywhere and everywhere. Hope you'll have lunch soon with me, Old Kits, on 95.9 FM campus and community CKUW.ca. welcome. Welcome to Little Big Tent. It's the 21st century at last. We started out in this tent last September, the beginning of the school year. It's summer session now, isn't it? It's almost halfway through July already. And well, let's say it's a third of the way. It's not even a third of the way through July, is it? It's July the 9th, 2024. I'm Kits Temple, broadcasting from the University of Winnipeg in Treaty 1 Territory, Winnipeg, Canada, in the province of Manitoba, where we're all treaty people. Treaty 1 is the ancestral homelands of the Anishinaabeg, the Cree, or Innu and Nahiwak people, the Oji-Cree people, the Dakota peoples, and it's also the birthplace of the Red River Métis Nation. So shout out to everyone who's listening in Treaty 1, and now shout out to everyone who's listening anywhere around the world. We're also, as well as being heard on 95.9, we're at ckuw.ca, streamed live, and stored there, archived. You can catch my shows at Little Big Tent and Temple Tent Revival pages at ckuw.ca. There's also lots of information and links as such are possible at Facebook on a page that is just called Kits Temple. You can also write to me at CKUW, sorry, I'm putting the cart before the horse there, at Kits, K-I-T-S, at CKUW.ca. That's an email you can use. I don't think I got any requests. I was looking for any assistance you might have wanted to provide with bringing some local players your way today in the little big tent. I've got Marilyn Lerner here. She's a local player. There's a Ron Paley bit on the Facebook page that I posted there, but well, anyway, let's carry on. I'll tell you where we started off. We started off with Marcus Roberts. You know, I saw him long ago at the Winnipeg Jazz Festival, which happened recently here in Winnipeg. Marcus Roberts, I remember seeing him at a few places, the Viscount Gort. Anyways, great piano player. Lots of albums out in the 1990s. In this decade, 2000 to 2010, interesting collaborations with orchestras, lots of Gershwin themed performances and recordings. But this, what we heard, was New Orleans Blues performed live at Jazz at the Lincoln Center Presents Higher Ground Hurricane Relief Benefit Concert. You know, Hurricane Katrina was some time ago, but the hurricane scene is lively and vibrant, some hosts have been known to describe jazz. The contemporary hurricane scene is more than lively and vibrant. It's pretty darn destructive. Why don't we go with History is Alive from V.J. Iyer, who I also heard first at the, and heard of first through the Winnipeg Jazz Festival. Saw V.J. Iyer performing at what is now, I guess it was then too, the Park Theater. Park Theater had formerly been a movie theater, and then it's more like live shows, and the Jazz Festival was there more than a few times. So V.J. Iyer, Panoptic Modes was the album from 2001. This is History is Alive. Oh, you bet it is. Right here on 95.9 Campus and Community Radio. Oops, sorry. Sorry, friends. I had a hitch. I think I've unhitched it. Let's take it back and start again. There she goes. Pianist extraordinaire Marilyn Lerner out of Winnipeg to points farther away. This is, that was Deluge. Deluge, which came on the heels of History is Alive, which is a number of Vijay Iyer's on Panoptic. And Deluge, by the way, is on Luminance. Luminance is pretty interesting. It's a series of 16 improvisations recorded using a variety of microphones that highlight different sonic aspects of the piano. So it's a work showing Marilyn Lerner as a pianist of huge range, passion, and imagination. Those are some of the notes paraphrased. Oh, here's some other recordings. I should look for Small Rooms. We've got poems by Patrick Friesen put to music by Marilyn Lerner on a record called Small Rooms. Okay, and we might have that here, I don't know, but carrying on. So we began with New Orleans Blues, followed by History is Alive. Oh, that was Marcus Roberts, of course, New Orleans Blues. History is Alive, solo piano, and solo piano Deluge, and you ready for some more piano and more Canadian music? I've got a Francois Bourassa CD. You can hear me popping it in the drawer there. I'm looking for the tracks, the names of the pieces. I think I've dipped into this CD before here, maybe on Temple of Jazz long ago. So maybe number... This is impossible to read. Thank you, creative people, for your graphic design here. Hard to tell what track we're looking for. Maybe number 7 is Moitié Détruite. Moitié Détruite. Or Nations. A Boo-Boo. Qu'est-ce que ça? Great titles. Of course I should have previewed these first. You know that. Let's see what might fit in terms of... I don't want to do Fa Dodo. We don't want to go to sleep here, do we? Meanwhile, I should remind you that this is a program that visits jazz through the last century, one decade at a time. And we're in the first decade of the 21st century. My, what long tracks these all are, Monsieur Bourassa and friends. So, here's number 6. We'll go with Abubu, because it'll fit better in our program today, we hope, although we haven't heard it ahead of time. Let's see how it fits. It's piano. It's who's playing with Francois on this? Andre Bedard and... Oh, I'm sorry. That must be a different record. Once again, they're just advertising. Andre Leroux, Guy Boisvert, and Guy, what am I doing? My French is pas mal. Guy Boisvert, Greg Ritchie, André Leu, and Francois Bourassa at the keyboard on Abubu. Here in Little Big Tent. We'll be right back. You know, it just dawned on me that I've seen all of them folks at the jazz festivals that Winnipeg's put on over the years. Which folks do I mean by them folks? Well, Marcus Roberts, Vijay Iyer, Marilyn Lerner, Francois Bourassa. I remember the Bourassa Quartet who did the great Monk show one year? Or was it someone then? Might have been a different Montreal pianist now, I wonder. We're going to take a break from all these piano-focused albums here at the 12:30 mark. By the way, I guess if it's 12:30, I could mention that here in Winnipeg, it's already 27 degrees Celsius. Winds are only 2 kilometers an hour from the southwest. That sounds all right. But the Humidex makes it 30. Yeah, it's kind of hazy out there. Humidity is 45%, and pressure's rising. So there is a chance, a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms. It's sunny around this time, but as the afternoon proceeds, more of a mix of sun and cloud. So that thunderstorm risk is later today. The high could be 28. We're almost there. And it's UV index, of course, is quite high at 7. So protect your skin and protect yourself from that humidity and heat of 32 degrees is how it'll feel. So take lots of hydration and get yourself out of the sun and into some shade if you can. But I said we were going to take a break momentarily halfway through the show here for something not as piano-oriented as we've had so far this afternoon, and we're coming back with more pianos and other things too. But right now, how about Esperanza? She kind of broke out on the scene at this time. So from the album Esperanza, Espera. You know that Esperanza and Espera should mean hope, if I'm if I've got my lingo skills anywhere at operational functioning. This is a spara, or I would think maybe hope, which is a good idea after the tunes we've listened to. And if you want to be reminded of their titles, it's all on Spinatron.com. You just go Spinatron.com/CKUW or put CKUW in the little search box and up will come. So speaking of things coming up, let's bring her up here. Where is she? Espera from Esperanza.
political blues. Katrina broke the levee today. I better get on up out of here, find some good news coming my way. Gonna take the Iron Bird, gonna fly to another continent. Gonna take the Iron Bird, gonna fly on off to another continent. Gonna climb the Great Wall of China and ask Chairman Mao exactly what he meant. I've got political blues. The country's in another war. I've got the political blues. Homeless is knocking on my front door. Wanna drive to Florida and Ohio and find out how they cheated Harry and Gore. I've got the political blues. We're stuck with Bush, Cheney, and Rice. I've got the political blues. The Republican Party's not very nice. Gonna take the Metro Line down to Washington and give them some good advice. Keep your politics to yourself and leave the brown countries alone. Keep your politics to yourself, leave the third world alone. And while you're at it, hit up on your cell phone and warn a boss about Sharon.
We'll be right back. I've got to get up on out of this country before my brain starts to decay. I've got the police blues. I'm sick of hearing them every day. Katrina broke the levee today. I've got to get on up out of here and find some good news coming my way.
Title track from the 2006 album on Canadian label Just in Time. That's the World Saxophone Quartet in the incarnation that included David Murray, who sang and wrote that, and Oliver Lake and Hamiet Bluett. What was that, the name of Mr. Bluett? Hamiet Bluett. And who else is on here? We've got, oh, Jaleel Shaw. The drummer's Lee Pearson. Well, no, not on that track. Jeremy Pelt is also on that track, and Herve Samb. So, Political Blues from the album Political Blues, World Saxophone Quartet, not to be missed if you're thinking about the 21st century, although really the 90s and even the 80s, right? Lots of great work out of there. So I've got a few more Canadians we might be able to include, but before that, somebody who worked quite a bit or has been working quite a bit with Vijay Iyer, Mike Ladd. So from the album Negrophilia, based on the book Negrophilia. So this is Sam and Millie Dine Out. There's lots of things I could have chosen. We've got a fabulous record here. Vijay Iyer and Mike Ladd, Still Life with Commentator. And we've had some political themes, even though the show is supposed to be a jazz survey. I can't get away from the themes. Sam and Millie Dine Out. Why not? My granny was Millie and her pa was Sam. I don't know if my great-grandfather ever took my grandmother out to dine. It seems likely not, but this is Sam and Millie Dine Out from the 21st century. Negrophilia, Mike Ladd. I can't even tell you what year it was, 2005, on Thirsty Ear Recordings. Oh, something happened. Okay, let's go again. It's not the first time. Won't be the last time. It's Campus Community Radio. I should have told you that 12 minutes ago. This is Campus and Community Radio from Winnipeg, Canada, broadcasting on 95.9 FM. I'm Kits Temple, and you are in the little big tent with Sam and Millie, who are dining out, courtesy of Mike Ladd. Thank you. Sean Stetch, a Canadian pianist and sometime controversial comedian, apparently. That was recorded in October 2005 down in New York. John Stetch with, we listened to The Girl in the Hemp Skirt after all the folk festival's about to begin. But this program's about to end, and the next one's coming up. I'm going to leave you with just a little excerpt from Diana Krall live at the Montreal Jazz Festival. Maybe we'll open up with her next time. I'm on my way, and I'll be back in 10 days with Temple Tent Revival, and in 2 weeks' time with another episode from the first jazz, the first decade of jazz in the 21st century. This is Diana Krall with something her husband wrote, but I guess we'll come back to it in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining me today, and see you all then. See you at the Folk Festival, maybe. I won't be hosting at the Spruce Hollow. I will be selling raffle tickets if I can stand the climate. If I can't stand the climate, I'll have to go home and take care of myself instead. Okay, get your 50-50s from kids. I'll see you at the Folk Festival at Bruce Hill Park. Here's Diana Krall in Montreal.
The girl in the other room, she knows by now. There's something in all of her fears, and now she wears it threadbare. She sits on the floor, the glass pressed tight to the wall. She hears murmured love.